everything we need. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And we praise him for this time, and we thank him that he brought us into it, and we are thankful to be part of it. And we are thankful for each single one that he brought into his work, who he had saved and drawn to himself. He does it through his glory. Right now, we have had 6 meetings. The Lord spoke a lot, and it's not so easy to cover the loss, the need of all the saints, of so many saints, but the Lord gives food to everyone, gives to everyone what he needs. But actually, the actual supply also takes place in your church lives, outside of conferences, in the relationships that we have with each other. There the Lord wants to continue to flow. There he wants to encourage us to cling to him, to cling to the word, to the Lord, to the fellowship, to prayer, persevere in prayer and to persevere in everything that he wants to give us and that he has given us already. The title of this conference is To Live in the Will of God. It's a wonderful privilege that he has taken us into this. And we should be thankful for this. And we should praise the Lord that he has shown us his will. Like it is said in Ephesians, he made us know his will. This is not a small thing. But it's not sufficient just to know. We want to come in, to get into the reality of it. What we've heard of that reality is good, and we hold fast to it. But it's not, the purpose is not just to know it better when someone asks us, but to stand firmly in the reality and to satisfy the Lord by that. The Lord wants to establish our hearts, to make them blameless before him when he comes back at his return. It's nothing, this relationship to God is nothing technical. It's a relationship. It's something living. We have all been regenerated when we believed in the Lord Jesus. He saved us through faith. I just want to summarize, give a summary, summarizing drawing of what all the other brothers showed, and also then add on what is the concern of tonight. Let me just switch over. You will not see me now. I'll be back. So here is a PowerPoint drawing. A diagram. The concern of this conference is covered here in these 3 pillars which we have heard about, right? One point is salvation. It is so encouraging that have been saved. We have been saved from eternal perdition, and we have a Savior God. And we don't need to be charged and loaded with so many things. I won't enter into all the details of this schematic here. Faith and baptism was mentioned. Sanctification, your word, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth. Sanctification is not, I am for God and I will do something now, but I need to be focused on something, I need to be based on something, and that is the truth. And the Spirit is what I need. It must fill my heart. And all that ushers and is connected with the church life, and it's building up. There it becomes practical. In the building up of the church, other points are important also, like forgiving each other, not having anything against each other, not judging each other, being humble, being subject to each other when someone says something to another and admonishes someone. Things are become very practical here. We can learn from that, each other, and that we also serve each other. And we are there for each other and are available for each other and pray for each other. This is also my concern, my burden tonight. Yes, that we don't underestimate it and don't neglect that. In the first sharing of Andreas, he mentioned that already. Up on top of here, there was a bar which says prayer, joy, and thanksgiving. And this has got a lot to do with how I live, what I'm doing. This is my practical exercise in my daily life. It's not a method, it's nothing outward, but it's connected with my heart and my spirit, with my relationship to my living God. Now I switch back. I'm looking into the camera, but you don't see me. Well, now you can see me again. Yes, praise the Lord. The Lord wants to bring us into everything that He wants to do. And we've received everything that we need. We have been regenerated in spirit. We have received new life in the spirit. And as was mentioned, our salvation starts with regeneration out of spirit and water. So we have received everything in this relationship to go on and to get to know the Father better and to know Him in our daily lives here on earth. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. We have a wonderful Father, and we have been born from above. And I would like to remind you of that one word which touched me. We have a person to contact. And children can even learn that, to speak with that wonderful person, to give their hearts to them, but also tell him everything that's on their heart. This is a great thing. This is not a small thing. Often we think this is a small thing. The children are small, yes. But the privilege to be able to enter into such a relationship with the Father, He lets us draw near to Him. He paved the way. The Lord paved the way to the Father. We are cleansed by His blood and we can come. This is wonderful. And we can apprehend that, lay hold of that in prayer. Lord Jesus, it's nothing difficult. It's something that we have to grow, in which we have to grow. But it takes all our heart and all our being. Yes. Half-hearted is not possible. And in prayer, when we pray, we realize that it's a battle also about our heart and fighting with the living God. I remind you of Matthew 11:10, where he says, you pray. 6:10, where he says, you pray. Matthew 6:10, we should pray. He gives a wonderful example. Our Father, who's in the heavens, your name be sanctified, your will be done. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need such a focus in our prayer. Lord, your will be done. Take my hand and show me what you want. I don't want to jump forward and just do something. I want to understand what is God's will. I want to feel it. I want to sense it. In my spirit, this is an area where I can sense what God's will is. And he also shows me what he doesn't like, what is only my idea, where I have a good intention, but what's just my idea. The Lord teaches us to pray. And pray is something that everybody can do. Each child can pray. He encourages us to pray, and he takes the example of Luke 11. Let me just read an example of it. Who is among you who has a friend? A friend, you know, we can come to him like a friend. And he said, came at midnight to him and said, borrow me three breads. A friend has come, Luke 11:6, lend me three loaves. Since a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him, and that one from inside shall answer and say, do not trouble me. The door has already been shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not rise up and give him anything because he is his friend, the Lord is, on the one hand, he's our friend, but we have to be subjected to him also, and he has got his priorities. And even though he wouldn't do it that way, surely, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as much as he needs. Here, persistence is stressed. So, if something's important for us when we pray, if it's important to my heart, the Lord sees it. The Lord says, don't repeat empty words like the nations, for their many words they think I will hear them. And sometimes we also slip into that. Sometimes we speak many words and the Lord says, what do you want from me? Tell me. Think about it. And please slow down. Well, the Lord wants to give us good things, as comes out here, right? I tell you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. For everyone who asks receives, brothers and sisters. And who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it shall be opened. Amen. This is wonderful. He gives us good things. And in this context, also this verse is written, which we know in 1 Thessalonians 5. We refer a lot to this, have referred to it a lot in this conference, as he says, rejoice all the time, pray unceasingly, and give thanks in all things. We can be sure that what God gives us is good for us. What God permits in our lives is good for us. And what God wants also for us personally and also in the church is good for the church. The natural man doesn't see that. He doesn't understand that. He says, like Peter to the Lord, he says, this may not happen to you, like the cross, the difficulties. But God is greater than all these difficulties. Greater than Corona. Greater than limitations, restrictions to meetings. If we had said last year, you know, next year there will be no meetings anymore in this way that we know have known so far, how would we have reacted? How would we have responded? We would have said, Lord, this cannot happen. Lord, the meetings must take place. The meeting is so important. Yes, of course, the meeting is important and the building of the church is important, but the Lord has ways to go through that which we don't know and which we sometimes don't see. And therefore we seek him together in prayer. And nothing should quench our joy. He wants us to rejoice in him. Lord Jesus. I want to mention one prayer of Hannah in 1 Samuel. I won't read it, but you know probably that junction of that word where she prayed, how she suffered when the other one irritated her that she and teased her that she had no child by the other woman. And then she brought that affliction to the Lord and swore something, made an oath to the Lord, and she poured out her heart before the Lord, and the Lord heard her prayer, and then she fulfilled her oath also and consecrated her son to the Lord and to the service, to the ministry in his house. And this should also encourage us to pour out our heart to the Lord and to bring our concerns to him. I'm often reminded of that verse. I think it's written in James. You don't receive because you pray evil in order to waste it in your lusts. Nobody should get complicated now. But it's a check. This is a check whether I'm only for myself or am I ready to use what the Lord has given me for his house. You know, grace should not end in a dead end. It should flow through us. It should create something in us for the building up. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't receive grace just for us. And when we are going bad, of course, when we are feeling bad, of course, we need all the grace. And I'm sure we will let the grace flow. And we are ready and we give ourselves to the Lord. It's nothing impossible, nothing complicated to let the Lord flow. And we pass on what the Lord gives us. How do we receive? Also in prayer. We realize something comes from God. It's not chance. It's not by coincidence that Hannah got that child. God gave it.
Amen.
Amen. We want to fulfill our oaths to the Lord.
Amen.
And also thank him. That's also a matter of thankfulness. Let's be thankful. You know, God has a good intention with us. He has a good intention with everybody. As we heard, the gospel is for everybody. We can discover it more, can dig it out more, can do research on it. The unsearchable riches of Christ can be researched and The Spirit searches all things, not anything in the mind, but in the Spirit, and this makes us joyful. This encourages us. This gives us what the church needs. Therefore, he says, rejoice all the time. This has got to do with the gospel. All the time. That also refers to tribulations all the time. When you get admonished and exhorted and someone tells you, be joyful, rejoice, it's not possible. It's just possible when you turn to the Lord. And then you realize, oh, this admonishing is from the Lord. My soul life is not important. I just deny it for the Lord's sake. In Romans 12:12, it says, be joyful in hope, enduring in affliction, and persevere in prayer. This is similar to 1 Thessalonians 5. Be joyful in hope. Hope gives us perseverance in tribulation. It's all not so easy, but persevere in prayer.
Oh, Herr Jesus. Wir können immer beten.
We can always pray. Although there is no meeting, I want to stress that here at the beginning. Personal prayer is neglected easily.
Aber es steckt so viel Zustrom.
But there is so much supply, so much encouragement in your personal prayer. When you speak with God, and you read the Word, you look up here and there and tell what you read to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to break through more. Personally, there is power behind that. There is a power that saves you personally, that focuses you, refocuses you personally, and that helps you personally. What does it help you? It helps you to get established and rooted in the Lord.
Oh, Herr Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, let's break through here in this area, Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus. He wants us to know him in this way. I had another verse. Let me look it up. It's in Luke. Let me bring it out later on.
Ja, Herr Jesus, Herr Jesus. Ich war bei der Freude, ne? Die Freude des Glaubens. Dafür sind wir
but
da,
let me remain with the joy here. Joy in faith. Ja. We are here to promote it.
This is
Philippians 1.
Paulus spricht das und sagt das aus dem Gefängnis.
25.
In keiner guten Situation.
He wrote the epistle to the Philippians from prison. This was not a nice situation. He had no meetings. He had only little contact to the outside. But what did he say? I am convinced that I will abide and remain with you and see your joy in faith and promote it. In this situation, he was searching the Lord. He knew the Lord that way. He got to know the Lord. And the other verse in Philippians, I don't remember where it is, but it says, in all things he learned the mystery, the secret. In all he learned the secret. How he can have abundance and lack. In all he learned and he could do everything in the one that made him strong, that empowered him. He got encouraged because he had such a relationship with him. But not only personally, he said, I know that these things will turn out to my salvation through your petition. He knew that this supply came from the prayer of the saints to him. We can send supply and power to others in prayer, and it will be unto their salvation. We can also give life to others by prayer. That's what he says. When you see a brother sin not unto death, then pray for him, and you will be able to give him life. Such a power is behind our prayer to give life. This prayer is something giving. God gives through prayer, and a joyful giver is well-pleasing to God because he is such a one. He loves to give. I'm spendthrift, but the Lord is free and generous.
Oh, Herr Jesus, rette uns. Ja, Herr, fülle uns mit deinem Wesen.
Yes, Lord, save us and fill us with your nature. The Lord is happy about salvation. Let me just stress this again, because it is good to have this and bear this in mind. It's not a matter what we can do for God, but we have to see how rich our God is and how good his intention is toward us. How good he is toward us. We should be free of legal pressure and religious bonds. How can I be joyful all the time when I'm under condemnation and when it's much too tiring for me what I think I have to do, all the things that I have to do for God? I'm worn out by the things I think I need to do for God. Lord, fill us with you. He's got a joy in every situation. He is the joy, and we can be joyful in him. And this joy is important, you know, in order for us to be able to go on with perseverance and that we don't neglect our boldness. In Hebrews 10, it says that they suffered with joy the robbing of their possessions. For the Hebrews, the author of the epistle reminds them, you were joyful that you were deprived of your possession, of their belongings. In the natural being, it's impossible. This was just possible because they were filled in the Spirit and they were supplied by God. Because they had seen something in that moment. They were reminded of that word. When this may happen to you, then rejoice because your names are written in the heavens. As because that's what they did to the prophets, so rejoice. My old man will not rejoice. He's always frightened and weak. But this, when we are filled with the Spirit, there is a continuous joy in us, and there is a source of joy, a source of encouragement in our spirit, in the church life, in the Word. This is wonderful. And then he says to them, to the Hebrews, because you know that you have a better and remaining possession. Therefore, don't cast away your boldness, which has a great reward, for perseverance is necessary for you, since after you've done the will of God, you obtain the promises. Yes, the Lord wants to bring us on with endurance, bring us on, that with endurance we gain our souls. This has got something to do with sanctification. Our soul needs to be gained for God's will. It is not automatically in favor of God's will and doing God's will. Although I'm regenerated, my soul is still stubborn and complicated, is worried, is frightened, doesn't dare to share at the conference, and it's so difficult. I don't say that everybody needs to talk at the conference, but I speak of myself. But the Lord encourages us, and we don't cast away our boldness.
Amen.
The Lord is friendly, even to unthankful and evil people. Luke 6:5-36, the Lord is even friendly with unthankful and evil people. Who is that? That's sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's you. It's the old man, the fallen soul. And therefore we need friendliness in treating with each other. My children are sometimes like that. In them, I see how I am. Often they are complaining. But the Lord is friendly. We can just say thank you just for that. Thank you, Lord, you're friendly. You're friendly to me. Not only to me. Lord, I also want to be friendly. Yes, Lord Jesus. And I want to have a thankful heart. Thanksgiving is nothing that you only tell children, maybe at the table, when they are sitting at the table. No, why do you tell them? Teach your children so that they learn when they grow up to also say thank you and to be thankful. In all things.
Yeah.
In Ephesians 5:20, it says, giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For what is Christ, we can say thank you all the time. I hope that we got encouraged to do that in this conference, to concentrate more, to focus more on how precious our Christ is, how rich He is, and then also be thankful and give thanks. Say thank you, Father, that you are like that. Thank you, Father, with Christ, you gave me everything I need to rejoice right now. And now, in order to be able to overcome now, to be able to go on now, to be built up now. Thank you, Father. Yeah, practice this to give thanks to the Lord for the good things that the Father has given you in your life already. Give thanks to Him for that. It will be beneficial to you. It will be beneficial to your environment. But He doesn't say, give thanks in 1 Thessalonians. He says, don't give thanks for all, but in all. And this is also meaningful. Because, you know, there are things that you don't need to give thanks for because they are terrible. They are not nice. They come from Satan. They were prompted, caused by Satan. Fall of man, all these trials, he is deceiving the whole world, the whole globe is deceived by him. And still, we have to learn to give thanks in everything in which we are in now, in this age, and to see God's greatness in it. and to give thanks to God in everything. This has got to do with me seeing what God wants. What am I praying against? God, there are things that God doesn't want, and I pray against that. And there are things that God wants, He wants to, and then I pray against it, and he shakes his head and said, no, no, don't pray against it. You just leave it as it is. And there are many things in which we have to learn to say, yes, Father, thank you that this situation is like that. And finally, it's only afterwards that we see what it was good for. And this way, we learn also to be subjected to Him. He says, don't worry. In Philippians 4, verse 6. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We can tell Him everything. We don't need to be complicated. But be open. Be open to the sensation of the Spirit, to when we pray together, be open to what the others pray and see which direction the Spirit is going in prayer. And then you just join in. You also want to join in and be part of it, right? Of such a prayer. Be anxious in nothing. Be freed of worries and unrestful thoughts, anxious worries, which are rather noxious, harmful to you. The Lord wants to save us in prayer, and therefore we need to be thankful. We have to learn to give thanks and take things, accept them from God for what He has prepared. Colossians 2:4 says, persevere in prayer and watch in it with prayer. Thanksgiving and prayer always goes together. I get the impression that it's always mentioned, often mentioned together. Like when we teach our children, then we say please. And when you get something, receive something, say thank you. And I think thanksgiving here is even before you received it, you say thank you. And sometimes you can also give thanks to something that is self-evident. We also learn to give thanks for obvious things. This makes our hearts humble because we get saved from scolding and murmuring. We have to be saved from that also. How did Job react? You know that, right? Many of you know that. How did Job react when everything was taken away from him that he had? God permitted that, right? And Satan had to ask God for permission to take away from him. And God allowed it in Job 1, 10 and 11, and in Job 2, 9 to 10, he said, the Lord gave it, the Lord took it, the name of the Lord may be praised. What a relationship did he have with God? What kind of relationship did he needed to have with God even before, in order to be able to pray such a thing in such a situation? When you lose everything, your children, your possession, everything, and then you get sick. He He didn't say give thanks for it, but he still praised God because he knew God. And he knew that everything that he had before came from God. Before he had learned to give thanks, he stood in thanksgiving. He was a person of prayer. And he had a relationship with God. And it was not all obvious for him. It came from God. He knew it.
Yeah. Und wie ist der Mensch heute?
And how about people today?
Aber Paulus sagt, dass am Ende der Zeit,
Paul says, at the end of the ages, people will be unthankful. And Jude also says that, Jude 16:20, he says, there are murmuring people, complaining people, mockers, soulish people who don't have the Spirit. This also causes a lot of trouble, a lot of pain. But we are living in such an environment. Our environment is like that. We have to be together with such people. These may be our schoolmates, our colleagues, our supervisors and managers, maybe our relatives, murmuring people. Our old man is like that. 2 Timothy 2:1-3, it says,
hochmütig, lästerer, den Eltern ungehorsam, undankbar, unheilig, lieblos, unversöhnlich, verleumder.
He says there are
undankbar.
Unthankful will be in the last days. There will be unthankful people, unholy imposters, and so on. In such a world we are living, this is what is influencing, impacting us. So we have to take care of what we are looking at and which streams we are getting in, which winds are influencing us, which teachings, which doctrines we hear. We need salvation because the world is full of a nature that doesn't honor God. We need a testimony against the complaining culture of this world. There is a murmuring culture. What is democracy?
Murkultur.
Democracy is a murmuring culture.
Oh, Herr Jesus, es ist erwünscht, über die Dinge zu sprechen.
It is even desired to quarrel, to argue about things. People long for expressing what they don't like. This is the world, and it works like that. But how does God's kingdom work? How is the will of God produced? Is the church life produced? By thanksgiving. And this is something that we can practice. Lord, I'm turning to you now. Lord, I deny that. My bad feeling will tell me many things, but I want to cling to you. Help me, fill me with you. I thank you. You are faithful. You are available. You are near. We don't want to be impacted by the world, especially not in these days. We want to to be impacted by all the things surrounding us. We want to be peacemakers. Peacemakers.
Und da lenken wir aktiv dagegen, ja?
And we also have to work actively against that. We practice prayer. We practice turning. We just cling and persevere in the good things. It doesn't come automatically. We turn and then we are saved through which the Lord gives us then.
Ja.
The Lord has become such a role model to us in everything. In His whole life, and He lives in us now. We don't need to try to imitate Him. We can just say, Lord, I make myself one with You. I am one with You. Don't try to do God's will. Just go ahead and do it. It's simple. When it gets complicated, it's not from the Lord. You can do God's will. God's will is for you. Right now, in your age and in your situation, it's there to be done for you. And also, if we look at the Lord, and if we look at Job and in his situation, that were highlights of trials that they lived through. That were the strongest points. Don't measure and don't compare yourself with those most difficult moments. The Lord was struggling in the Garden of Gethsemane. It says that He offered up strong prayer with tears to the One with strong crying, Lord Jesus, you can call. We can call, we can cry sometimes. The first Christians were such people who cried out the Lord's name. That's why they were persecuted. We don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone, but we need salvation. And in prayer, we want to break through. Use your whole heart, take your whole heart in prayer to touch the Lord. Struggle in prayer sometimes. The Lord says the way is narrow and the gate is narrow that leads to life. And it says struggle to go in through it. Struggle and fight. Both things are correct. Fighting and relaxing and trusting the Lord. I think the Lord tells to Josaphat, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And they went and praised the Lord. They just had to stand there and praising the Lord, and they believed. And this praise was to be heard. And the enemy and the Lord sent an ambush, and they all were defeated. The enemies were defeated. They admitted that they could not do it, and they used their voice. And they brought praise to their Lord. Praise the Lord. He can save us. He can help us. From Him, all the help and all the supply comes. Lord Jesus. The Lord was such a pattern. What does the Lord say in His prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane? The disciples were there. They heard Him cry. When you connect that with Hebrews, you hear or you see that He was crying out. And what did He say? We heard, Father, Your will be done, not my will. your will be done. And he knew the will of the Father. And still he prayed, if possible, please bring me out. Actually, I don't want. But Father, what is your will? I want what you want. I make myself one with you. I am one with you. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. How do you deal with fornication? How do you do with the strong impact of the enemy on your soul that really want to tear you down? Maybe you cannot even do anything against it. It just comes from the outside. How do you react? How do you respond? In prayer, with thanksgiving, with fellowship. You can and you may struggle, although you don't like to struggle. Maybe this is not your character. But the Lord is your Savior. He will carry you through. And it is good for us to follow him. And also to take up the cross and to follow him.
Amen.
Amen. Many things around us speak against God and against his word. But how do we preserve, guard God's word, keep God's word? Just by remembering it in our minds? No. You keep the word of God by the Holy Spirit that is dwelling in you, Paul says to Timothy. Keep the costly, entrusted treasure. He means the word through the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Keep it. Keep the gospel. It doesn't say through your emotions, feelings, through arguments, through by theories of people, by science. Don't get robbed of it. Don't be intimidated. Be brave and courageous. Amen. We have received the gift of the Spirit, and in the Spirit we can pray. In spirit, prayer is in spirit and in truth, not in temples made of stone, but in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. I stressed a lot now. I was stressing a lot the personal side of it today. But it's all also for the church life. If I have a personal prayer life in which I touch the Lord, then I will also give myself in the church life and practice touching him there together. The prayer meeting, prayer fellowships, home meetings, small group meetings. Take advantage of the time to seek the Lord together. We have a fixed institution of the prayer meeting. Most of them of you will have it on Tuesday night, and it is good to practice. Young and old saints, it's good for you to seek the Lord's will together and to stand before him in prayer in one accord. We can take up the concerns that someone's mentioning in prayer. We can also have a short sharing about what we want to pray about. And we can intercede together. Make intercession together. We can even pray on the phone. We can call someone. Take advantage of the church life. Take advantage of the connections that you have. Pray together. The disciples at the beginning, it was their characteristic that they came together. The mothers, the women, the mother of Jesus, the disciples, the brothers of the Lord in Acts, they were all together and prayed. They hid from the Jews, and they prayed together.
Und auch später,
and also, later on, they continued to pray, and the Lord heard. The Lord listened. When Peter was in prison, the church prayed unceasingly for him to God. And we not only pray for Peter, we pray for everybody. The Lord gives us the attitude to pray for everybody, to give thanks for everybody, and to pray for everybody. To make mention. And this shows our one accord. This shows our oneness, which we have in spirit. Paul in Ephesians 3:13 asks the saints not to be discouraged for the trials that he's experiencing, and he bows his knees before the Father so that all families may be strengthened through his spirit into the inner man, so that we all can apprehend the depth, length, height, and width, and his love, and the gospel. He has such a desire in his heart for all the saints. He doesn't think about himself, what he is, and what he's suffering right now. Paul. He didn't regard himself a wonderful apostle. He even says he's the least of all the saints. And he didn't pray like from the top, Lord, show them this and show them that. No, no, he's praying on an equal basis for them. In Colossians 1:3, he says, we thank our God, the Father, all the time, praying for you. We are for each other, saints, right? Why? Praying always concerning you. Don't criticize each other. Pray for each other. Don't criticize each other in prayer. Let them stand in God's will. God accepted them. Of course, when there are problems or sin, the Lord wants us to be perfected. Epaphras, what is he doing? He prays that we are perfected and fully assured in all the will of God. Right? This is wonderful. We have got such a one who is interceding for us. And sometimes you may not know what you should pray. It's okay. It's better than repeating empty words, brothers and sisters, right? Sometimes we may not know what we have to pray. Sometimes, like Romans 8 says, sometimes we don't know how to pray. But the Spirit intercedes for us with sighing. Amen. And he intercedes for the saints as it is befitting for God. Sometimes we know so much and we want to bring others our knowledge in prayer. It is good sometimes not to know anything. Don't make any empty words.
Oh, Herr Jesus, nicht nur wissen wiederholen und vor.
Don't repeat knowledge, but seek the Lord together as it is befitting, as it is worthy of God. I would like to encourage you to pray. Don't be intimidated, especially the young people. Let me say that rather to the older ones. The young ones, be encouraged. Just jump in.
Oh, Herr Jesus, seid nicht so zurückhaltend, bitte nicht.
Don't shrink back. Don't be so reserved and timid. Be filled with the joy of the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Call Him. If you think you have nothing, then struggle in the prayer meeting. We are struggling together, right? Your struggling may save the other. The one next to you.
Lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 1:2 says, we give thanks to God always concerning you all, making mention of you in your prayers. Just mention. Don't be complicated. Don't think you have to have many ideas of what that problem this brother may have right now or that sister that you're praying for. Just make mention of that person and thank the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord for the saints, for their faith. Amen. I thank my God. Give thanks to God always concerning you all. In Philippians 1, I thank my God upon all my remembrance of you, always in every petition of mine, on behalf of you all, making the petition with joy, for your fellowship unto the gospel from the first day until now. Amen. You see here how rich the gospel is? From the first day until now. Is our lifetime sufficient to search that out, to understand the love of Christ that transcends all knowledge? We are interceding, making intercession for each other. That is my point tonight. In a positive way, we intercede for each other. We fight for each other in Romans
15:13.
Now I beg you, brothers, through our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that coming to you in joy by the will of God, I may be refreshed and rest with you. Praise the Lord. We can fight with each other together in prayer for each other. And he also says what you can pray for here specifically, that he may be saved from so much disobedience everywhere. And that his service may be acceptable to the saints. Yes, we pray for each other that everybody in his personal service in the house of the Lord may be according to the will of the Father so that it may be acceptable. And I think the time has run out now. I will stop here and the Lord may strengthen you and continue to encourage you. Be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to give a short testimony to confirm that. I'll just wait a moment.